My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, you can listen to us on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Running the two-man show today. It's just Cakes and JP, but joining us right now, as he does every Friday at this time, it's our pal John Feinstein, best-selling author, Washington Post columnist. He's brought to you by Golfdom, by Worldwide Golf. They have new apparel arriving every day, so go visit Golfdom in Tysons, Rockville, or Annapolis. While you're there, be sure to check out their sale apparel, too. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. Get there. Good morning, John.
Morning, fellas. How's everybody? How are the two of you?
We are doing well.
We're surviving. We're surviving. We're trying to figure out. Jason is should be in Pebble Beach, but our listeners are so into. He likes to complain about his travel. He's always stressed traveling, and our listeners are so in tune with things that they sent us information that his flights were delayed and that he might have missed a flight.
Oy.
And so we don't even know if he made it to Pebble Beach in time for his rounds.
I hope he did. The funniest missed flight story, you remember Rob Ades? He was a union lawyer. He represented Gary Williams and other guys.
Yeah, I remember the name, yeah.
Yeah, and he was visiting his son in Los Angeles, and his son had a medical marijuana card. So he picked up some marijuana, and he's driving his dad, or they were going to the airport, and Rob was always a very nervous flyer. And his son said, here, you know, just take some of these an hour before the flight and you'll be totally chilled out. So Rob says, okay. So he's in the airport and an hour before the flight, he takes the marijuana and puts his head back. He wakes up and the flight had been gone for 2 hours.
Yeah, it worked too well.
So he did relax.
Yeah, he just mistimed, I guess, whoever was giving him the advice. His son should have told him, take it as soon as you walk on the airplane.
Things happen. John, Cakes and I were in L.A. Airport about to fly back to D.C., and we went into one of the stores there, and Cakes gets in line. He got his snacks or whatever, and I kind of took my time and was looking around a little long. And then when I got in line, there was somebody that didn't speak English. Point is, when I get back to the gate, they had closed the door. Cakes made the flight, and I missed it.
Yeah, I kept waiting for JP to walk through the door, and he didn't. They shut it. I was like, well, he's catching a
later
flight.
By the way, they shut it. I'm still bitter 10 minutes early.
Hey, what are you going to do? They're efficient.
Yeah, well, they do that now.
Yeah.
They do that now. They shut the door early, and there's no negotiating.
No, nope. You know, there was no negotiating.
I was supposed to leave for 10 minutes.
Right.
Let me on. No. So the only time, anybody held a flight for me. I've probably told this story, but I was in Czechoslovakia covering Martina Navratilova's return when she went and played the Fed Cup for the U.S. And I got in trouble because the Caps had just signed Michael Pavanko. You remember him?
Sure.
And he had defected. And George Solomon said, well, I wanted to see what you can find out about him. I said, George, I'm not in Cleveland. I'm in Prague. Yeah, see what you can find out. So I found a friend, another journalist, who spoke Czech, and we bribed a cabbie to take us to Kladno, which is where the Pavanka family lived. And I don't even know how he did it, but we found his mom. And she took us back to her apartment, their apartment, and we sat with her for, I don't know, a couple hours. And there was a knock on the door, and it turned out the Czech secret police had followed me. Well, not very well, but they had followed me. So long story short, I went to the U.S. Embassy, and I said, what do I do here? Because they didn't arrest me, but they interrogated me for a while. And the number two guy at the embassy said, all right, they can't arrest you. You didn't do anything. But they're going to hassle you in the airport. There's only one flight out a day to Frankfurt. And they're going to try to make you miss your flight and spend 24 hours in the airport. So we get there Monday morning. Sure enough, I'm pulled out of line, and I'm taken to some guy. And he says, you know, you violated your passport when you went to Kladno. I said, there's nothing on the passport or the visa that said I couldn't go to Kladno. And we're arguing back and forth when the guy from the embassy shows up. And he says to the guy, if you don't let him on the plane right now, we're going to consider this a diplomatic incident. Guy stamps my visa. I bought some crystal, Czech crystal, for my mom and for the woman I was dating at the time. And he and I are lugging it through the airport because, of course, the plane was at the farthest possible gate. And we get there, and they say, oh, no, 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 the doors are closed. You know, you can't get on. And my friend is pointing and saying, no, the doors aren't closed. The door's open. And he just says to me, go. So I grabbed the crystal. I run because it was not, you know, it was. I had to run across the tarmac. I run across the tarmac, and I'm rushing up the steps. And the flight attendant says, take your time. We were waiting for you.
Oh, look at that.
Like, really? Well, Martina was on the flight. And some of the other writers told her what was going on. And so she went to the pilots and got them to stall until I got there.
Wow. Nice, good to know people.
Nice ally there. That's great.
So let's get into the Olympics, John. I don't know how much you've been watching. I wanted kind of your perspective as a swimmer on the accomplishments of Katie Ledecky.
Yeah. I mean, she's just amazing. She's been doing it for so long. She's the oldest woman on the U.S. team, swim team. And she dominates in those distance events. Titmus from Australia has caught her in the 200 and the 400. But she won the 1500 easily. I expect her to win the 800. And then she says she wants to swim through another cycle until L.A. Whether she can maintain her dominance, because she's been dominant for another 4 years, I don't know. She'll be 31 by then, which for a swimmer, as you guys know, is very old. But her work ethic, from everything I know, from everything I've read and heard, is just unbelievable. And that's why she's been able to maintain her greatness for so long. This is her fourth Olympics. Michael Phelps swam in four Olympics. But you're talking about the greatest swimmers of all time. And isn't it, I think I mentioned this last week, isn't it interesting that the two greatest swimmers of all time both come from the state of Maryland?
Yep.
I think the programs in this area are really good.
And Phelps in Baltimore. And by the way, Bob Bowman, Phelps' old coach, is coaching this French kid who's just killing it out there. So I think it's fair to say he's a pretty good coach.
Yeah, I would say so. So John, as we're watching, you know, both Ledecky and Simone Biles, you know, both at the top of their game, I was stunned when I was watching the tape of the all-around yesterday when they were talking about Biles and how she suffered a setback when she was like 19. And that at 19, even, that's like old for gymnasts. Like, she's 27 now. Like, you're talking about how old Ledecky is relative to her peers. Same thing or even more extreme in Biles' case, but she's still just crushing it.
Yeah, and she, you know, the comeback, I'm not sure we understand just how serious her affliction was for the 3 years ago. when she had to drop out of the all-round and I drop out of the team event, and because of mental health issues. And that, you know, that's something you can't see. It's not like they're wearing, someone's wearing a cast or something. And yet it's, we know now how serious it can be. And she's come back from that all the way back. You know, it's not like she just made the team as a token member or something. She helped the U.S. win the gold, and then she won the all-round. And she got hurt during the team event and just kept going. I mean, she must be so tough. And you look at her because she's so tiny, and you don't think of her that way. But it's a little bit like, remember when Jack Youngblood played the NFC Championship game on a broken leg? And we were all like amazed, which we should have been. This is amazing and equally amazing, or maybe even more amazing. She's an extraordinary athlete. And by the way, I saw something. Maybe you guys know more about this because I was traveling yesterday about her after she won, saying something about the haters. Who in the world hates Simone Biles?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Yeah, it's a good question. She seems like she's like America's darling and a sweetheart. I don't know.
I think it was a former teammate that tweeted something, and she was clapping back at that.
Yeah, she has beef. She has beef with her former teammate. I don't know
really about
what, but they're not on talking terms.
God, how can anybody hate Simone Biles? You know, that's like hating peanuts.
Well, some people are allergic to them.
That's a good point.
I don't mean peanuts that you eat. I mean the comic strip.
Oh, you mean Charlie Brown?
Charlie Brown. Yeah.
Hey, it's good that EB's not here. He wouldn't know what you're talking about.
He's been dead 20 years.
Do you get into the controversy? It's funny. I guess there's many controversies. The U.S. men's national basketball team, they've won two games handily. But there was all this stuff about, Jason Tatum didn't play in the first game. I was like, who cares?
Right.
They won by 30. Like, right. And then I felt like they just felt bad for him. Steve Kerr felt bad for him. I was like, hey, I guess I'll start him in the next game.
Right, and Joel Embiid didn't play.
Right.
It is a little strange because when you're talking about players at this level, for one of them, two of them, whatever, to sit out an entire game, to not get on the court at all, that's unusual. But I think Kerr knows what he's doing. And, you know, like you said, they've won both their games easily. South Sudan was supposed to be a tougher game because it was close in the exhibition. I'm amazed sometimes by headline writers. Excuse me. They wrote that the U.S. avenged the
friendly
game.
Right.
They won. How do you avenge a win? But they played much better, obviously, now that they're at the Olympics. There were some people who were getting all worried about the team because they had some close exhibition games, and I could have been wrong. I may still be wrong, but my thought was they're not going all out. They're not going 100%. Now the Olympics are underway. and they're going all out, and they've dominated their first two games. We'll see what happens in the middle rounds.
John, we got to run early today. Enjoy the weekend.
You too. Good to talk to you guys.
Good talking to you, John.
It's John Feinstein, best-selling author, Washington Post columnist. He's brought to you by Golfdom, by Worldwide Golf. They have new apparel arriving daily. So go visit them in Tysons, Rockville, or Annapolis. While you're there, be sure to check out their sale apparel, too. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. Get there. Coming up next, thought he was going to be on at 9, but he's going to join us next. Former GM of the Atlanta Falcons. Now he's the president of football operations at Sumersports.com. We'll talk more NFL with Thomas Dimitroff next here on The Junkies.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.